Well, a bit more than 6 weeks ago, the community of Uingar was faced with the terrifying bushfire that burnt through the area, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. Houses and farms were destroyed and two people lost their lives. And we've heard many of the stories of the loss and damage from that fire. Well, now the community is rallying to raise much-needed financial relief to help with that recovery. Uingar Rising is a bushfire benefit concert happening this weekend. In fact, it kicked off last night. One of the headline acts tonight is Tex Perkins and Matt Walker. Tex, you may no doubt know him as the former frontman of The Cruel Sea and The Beasts of Bourbon. And I caught up with him and he said that he was more than happy to help out. In fact, he felt honoured to be asked.
It's time to step up. It's an emergency, but I think this is our new normal. Anybody that lives, well, anyone knows that has been going through this drought that we in this area knows. Anything can burn. Just about grass, it's rainforest. It's all dry enough to burn now. So there's still a fire. Up where I'm, you know, we've got a fire breathing down our neck, and our property backs onto the the Wanwan National Park, and there's a big fire in there. And I got the kids and cats, and we got our animals out and donkeys out last week. Went on Panic Tuesday when it was really, you know, heating up, where nobody really knew what to do. A lot of people just thought, let's get out of here.
So you had a plan. You knew that you were going to follow it.
Well, yeah, look, apart from the emergency, I think the plan initially is get your kids out and get your animals out and then see if you can defend your property. And I think, look, apart from the emergency situation and the danger, it was just horrible to be there. The smoke was just unbearable, you know, all last week. So I got the kids out and just went back to help prepare around the property and when I could. And I think that's what we've all got to do, really. Just I think some of these fires are just ferocious and nothing can really stand in their way. But also, having said that, there's a lot we can do to minimise our danger, you know. We need to clean up around our houses, and we've actually got our whole house wrapped in sprinkler hose.
Oh wow! Okay, soaker hose.
Soaker hose, yeah. Exactly. Yes.
So, how many?
About 8 of them. It's just all down through the gutters and over the roof and on the decks, and so at the danger high points, we've been just running the soaker hoses. And. And so, indeed, I cleaned the pool yesterday, and it's, the bottom is full of big chunks of black ash. Mm-hmm. You can still pick it up with your hand. It doesn't sort of, dissolve. There was big chunks of, burning material, showering down. So I guess, as I say, the ember factor is huge in the wind, so fires can pop up anywhere.
Have you got one of those signs on the front of your fence, the property, saying that the fireys can access your pool?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And did they?
They haven't been onto our property yet. The fire did enter our valley right up the north end, and we and the various fire brigades have come to our valley. Clunes has, and Rosebank. They've all been very, very helpful. And but also we've had an old fire trail cut again, bulldozed again, so it's freshened up and ready to use. There's all sorts of things. I think we should all be going and doing a short course. I don't know whether this exists, but there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of information just that I think we all need to know now. Just the nature of fire, and what's the likelihood of, how does it unfold, you know, what's the likelihood. And so, we'll be doing that.
I guess you must feel unbelievably lucky compared to those who have lost everything, such as those out at Ewingar.
Absolutely. Well, that's why I didn't hesitate to say yes. I'm not sure how they're going to use the money, whether it's going to go to the fire department or just the community in general or specific people that have suffered loss. But I don't ask questions. I'm just happy to contribute. I'm actually thinking of, I think we need another, I think this is the first of many fire-related fundraisers that you'll see. I think, for instance, there was a town meeting there with the local fire departments up near my way, and a lot of people had questions, and but the fireys at the end of it said, look, we're not putting our hand out right now, but, we had our radios stolen during earlier this year, and so we don't have any working, shortwave radio to use while they're actually out in the field. And people just said, here, have my money. So it was $1,000, to get them back, and to have those very essential sort of things. And I thought, wow, if you're that underfunded and under-resourced, then it's probably the case right through. So I think it's time. I'm actually currently just started yesterday. I think we're organising a much larger sort of a fundraiser down in... We haven't got a venue yet. I've got a few acts on board: Cram, Bernard Fanning, Wolf Mother, myself.
Wow, that sounds huge.
Yeah, so all those people, all those guys are local, so everyone feels feels the responsibility to step up.
And will there be a particular community that you're raising funds for?
I don't know. I would think. I would like to give resources to the firefighters, because I mean that's just what I saw them sort of so excited that someone gave them $1,000, buy new radios, and I thought, wow, okay, I think there's a need here, and I mean, if we could raise $50,000 and give $10,000 to just each of the maybe five of the firefighting brigades around here. I'm yet to sort of speak to anyone on there, in a position, and I'm sure in the end of the day they'll decide what they do with it. But it was just alerted me, that Rosebank sort of didn't have radios.
Yeah.
if they were jumping up and down about $1,000, and I think ten would probably go a long way. I think right through this summer, there's going to be a need for all these fundraisers and everyone to come together, and that's one of the as other people have said, it's the one good thing that happens through these things, that people do pull together, and the true community spirit opens up.